Hello, everyone. This is The Real Lost, and I think it's finally time to answer my AMA. Well, finish my AMA. I answered the first part months ago, and I had my AMA post even way before that. So, let's go ahead and jump into the questions. Let's start with Let's Look Crunch. He has 15 questions for me, and the first one is, what is your step-by-step process to making an audio? My process is pretty straightforward. I write an idea, I write the script, or decide to go improv, record, edit, post. However, I do have a Patreon now, so the thing that I do for my patrons is that I write ideas for them, pitch it to them, and then they vote which audios I should prioritize and which audios I should just probably not do. It kind of gives me an idea as to what they want to listen to, and it gives me freedom to do whatever I want. It's just the audios I give them are ideas that I actually want to do. It's just they decide how they want me to prioritize it. My ideas come from anywhere, everywhere. Mostly from music, the music that I listen to. Like there are certain lines in those those songs that give me different ideas, and then that's what I go with. And I also take it from movies, books, real life experiences, real life fantasies sounds like an oxymoron, but you know what I mean. And basically, yeah, that's about it. Two, do you have a favorite warm drink? I drink warm chocolate in the morning and in the evening. Three, is there such a thing as too much sex? If it doesn't affect your life, your relationship, your career, then have all the sex you want. Four, what's your favorite cereal? If no cereal, favorite breakfast. I like cereal a lot. I have four favorites, actually. Serve any of those four and I will devour them. Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Honey Stars, Cocoa Crunch, and Fruit Loops. I'm a child, I know. Number five, when you think of lust, what springs to mind? Passion. I am quite a passionate person, and I guess I kind of mix the two from time to time, yeah? Number six, have you been to Europe? If not, would you consider going? I would definitely love to go to Europe. I'm actually planning a trip to Europe this year. I have dates in mind, and all that's left is for me to get a visa, book the tickets, and get away. Seventh, favorite male accent. GWA has basically made it tougher for me to have a favorite accent. I think now it's not really about accents, it's a combination of the accent and the voice, because there are some accents that for example, there are English voices I like, there are English voices that I don't like. There are German voices that I like, there are German voices that I don't like. It depends on the combination. So I wouldn't say I have a favorite. I like listening to the Southern accent, Midwestern accent, Spanish accent, French accent, German accent, English accent, Scottish, Irish, Aussie accents are pretty hot too. I wouldn't say there's a favorite. I think GWA has made it difficult for me to have a top accent. Eight, pick a favorite language out of the ones you can speak. I can speak a little Spanish, Japanese, and of course my native language is Filipino or Tagalog, more specifically Tagalog. But I think I would stick with English. English comes a long way in the real world. So, English, although if I could master Spanish and French, that would be pretty good too. Number 9, do you ever think about thinking? I do. I do think about thinking, and sometimes I have to tell myself to stop thinking because I am quite an overthinker. Number 10, from behind or the front? Ooh, that is a very tough question because I like both. It depends on the context, maybe, but it depends on the context and the person. If they're skillful from the back, then I could take it from the back. If they're better from the front, then from the front, yeah. I guess for the purposes of... but then... okay, visually, my favorite position is kneeling down. Is me kneeling down with my partner either sitting on the bed, at the edge of the bed, or kneeling as well, and him taking me from behind. Visually, it's just a pretty fucking hot position. In real life, I'm not sure how that would feel because I've never done that. But from the front, it's easier to kiss them, easier to bite them, easier to claw their backs. But from the back, easier to get rougher. Spanks are nice too. Hair pulling is nice too. This is a very hard question. Maybe from the front. Just because I can do a lot more from the front. From the back is actually still pretty hot though. Oh wow. This question is actually really tough. From the back? Nah, I'll just go from the front. From the front, yeah. Hotter from the front, maybe. It depends. It just depends on the person, okay? But I guess for now, my mind is going to from the front. I guess. 11. Skirts or jeans? Jeans are nice. Skirts with pockets, though. Both cool and functional. So, skirts. And if I have to run or whatever, okay. Skirts, probably, yeah. At least they don't rip. 12. Burgers or pizza? Pizza? Pizza. Pizza, yeah, pizza. Mostly because I can devour an entire fucking 12-inch pizza, especially if it's my favorite, and I won't say what. That's all up to you to figure out, for those who don't know. 15. Would you rather only ever give oral sex or only ever receive oral sex? I'm a giving person. Besides, I know I can come even without receiving oral sex, so giving oral sex would be nice. 14. Favorite place to masturbate? In public and in my bed. In public because there is an adrenaline rush to it. In bed because I can take my sweet, sweet time. And I can do it over and over again. And over again. And over again. And over again. 15. Imagine GWA. Tell us preferably with your eyes closed. What kind of feeling do you associate with the sight? Freedom and filth. Freedom because I don't know if you've followed my journey here, but I started and I was scared at first, and then I come from a very repressed childhood. I was born and raised Catholic. I was the good girl, and being able to express my sexuality, feel sexy, make people feel sexy, makes me feel free, and of course filthy because, duh. yeah, freedom and filth. All right, next set of questions comes from Cookie, or Pretty Bookworm. Her first question is, if your life was turned into a movie, what actor would play you? I don't think an actor... I feel like this is a question that's actually tough to answer because... hang on. I feel like this is a very tough question to answer because... You know, you usually go with the physical looks. But if we're going with life story, okay, let's go with life stories, and then let's see which actresses, or not life story, like, probably, okay, this is a very hard question to answer. Fine. It would either be, Emma Watson, or wishful thinking, okay, this is just really high wishful thinking, Gal Gadot, Lucy Liu, Daisy Ridley, I know they're like Caucasian actresses, but I'm just going with the movies I watched, really. Perhaps Emma Stone. You know, she's kind of... She's played some pretty goofy characters, and I feel like I am slightly goofy, and... maybe Emma Stone? Emma Watson or Emma Stone? Or Daisy Ridley? Or Gal Gadot? It's a hard question, but maybe, hopefully those four. Yeah, I don't really know how to pick. I would watch a movie, but they'd probably make my life look interesting. Who else? I can't think of anyone else, really. Yeah. Of course... And suddenly I'm thinking of Marion Cotillard, but she's too sexy for me. number two, what view would you most like to have out of your window? Either the mountains or the city, because I like the sunrise when I'm looking at the city, and I like the sunrise when I'm looking at the mountains. Mountains because they're peaceful. And usually means I'm in a cold place. And city because it's like the calm before the storm. And I really enjoy people watching and seeing the lights turn off as the sun rises, seeing people starting to go out and about their daily lives. It's kind of nice to watch. I'm a bit of a kind of that type of person. Number three, what fictional characters do you identify with the most? As much as I'd like a badass character to identify with, you know, like Yennefer or Lady, I think I'd identify with Hermione Granger the most, and that's why I actually mentioned Emma Watson a while ago. Because Hermione started... of being scared, hesitant to break the rules, but she's very passionate, and that was me at the very beginning. And then she just bloomed into this really cool character who comes up with strategies and who really pushes for what she believes in. And I think Hermione Granger would be the closest. I guess also perhaps I kind of see myself a lot in Rey, the Star Wars, because how I interpret her character is she's also very passionate, but she's also quite lost. She wants to find purpose. She needs direction, and she sometimes is quite impulsive. If the last movie is to, The Last Jedi is a testament to that, to her actions. Her actions there is a testament to that. She's also, I won't say anything because spoiler alerts. So, Rey or Hermione Granger? Yeah, because I'm passionate, and I also need a sense of direction. I actively seek purpose, basically. Yeah. Number three. So it's done. Thank you for your questions, Bookie. And now let's move on to the next set of questions from Clouds. Clouds! One of my favorite Englishmen. 10 questions. This first question is, someone has just thrown away their lust. You find it on the street. What do you do with it? I give it back. Lust is very important to have in life, so I'll give it back. Number two, why do you think the Marvel films are doing so much better, both artistically and commercially, than the DC films? Now, I may be talking out of my ass here, but from my observations, Marvel looks like they have a solid plan. DC looks like they're still experimenting. Marvel also knows what to do with their characters. How they're all going to bring it together. DC? Not so much. I think I only like two films from DC, and that is The Dark Knight and Wonder Woman. So, rip. Suicide Squad, I think, could have been okay if they just got rid of Joker. Not because I hate Joker, Jared Leto's Joker, no. I think there's definitely potential to explore that type of Joker. But he just felt unnecessary. His character just felt unnecessary. Like, I would like to see a Batman movie with Jared Leto's Joker and Harley Quinn. That would probably make more sense to me. And it kind of sucks because they marketed Suicide Squad with Joker being the top, with Joker being prominent in their marketing strat. Of course, because probably it would make the most buzz because, who can replace Heath Ledger, basically. But he was only there for like 10, 15 minutes, so it was really pointless. And the scenes where he was in was just not even necessary. He could have just done a cameo, basically, where, shows the origin of Harley Quinn, but that's about it. Next question. If the GWA community were to have a massive meetup, what do you think should be written on the name tags? No name tags. I want everyone to just figure out who is who by just talking with them and listening to them. I'm pretty sure I could pick out a couple of distinct voices from a crowd if we were all to talk at the same time, or if we were all to have a meetup. Number four, you like or at least record yourself singing. Who would be your dream duet? Who would be your dream duet be with? Okay, there's something wrong there, but I getcha. I don't know. I don't think I would sound. I don't think. I'm not quite sure if I sound nice with anyone. The only duet I've done is with Wowbra, and it was rap, so I don't know if that counts. Um, actually kind of tough. I'd probably not do it, but be backup vocals for Lily Phoenix, Frantic Tumble. And yeah, those, my two girlfriends, those ladies. Kiana too, I mean, I've heard her voice, she could sing. Kiana, you wanna do it, if you're listening? my friends, basically, I would do it with them. Problem is, I work so slowly. I basically forgot. Like, I was the one who proposed a duet with Wabra, a rap thing, because I know he can rap. I proposed that, and he was basically the one to remind me that, hey, if you still want to do the duet, maybe record something. And then I basically crammed that rap, listening to November Has Come while rapping November Has Come, just to stay within the rhythm and make it easier for him to edit it. So yeah, I would be a shitty person to duet with. I would take a lot of time. Like, you have to remind me that I proposed a duet before I do anything. Number 5, all the Souls bosses, including Bloodborne, decide to change their ways and go into showbiz. Funny, because I was just playing Dark Souls, and I actually thought of recording while playing, but then I realized it'll take 2 hours to finish it, or maybe even more. I would think Dancer of the Boreal Valley would probably succeed in showbiz the most. Outfit, movement, she could probably be Britney Spears. Also, it was just Dark Souls 3 character where it is speculated that he basically fooled everyone, so I think he'd probably be a good actor. Hang on, I have to search him. He's right after. It's not Aldrich, Saint of the Deep. I'm trying to remember his name. But it's not. It's definitely not Aldrich. So let me just check the list. Pontiff Sylvan. Pontiff Sylvan would probably be a good actor, because in the lore, I'm pretty sure he manipulates some of the characters or some of the other bosses into doing his bidding. And I believe he basically, let me see if I'm correct, but I don't think he manipulated, but I believe he controlled, Dancer of the Boreal Valley and Vort, the boss that you defeat in order to fly into a different area. Yeah, he basically tried to secure. Yeah, he became a devout follower of the Church of the Deep, founded by Saint Aldrich. He proclaimed himself pontiff to manifest his faith. There we go. After Aldrich rose from his coffin in the Cathedral of the Deep, he was accompanied by Sullivan and MacDonnell to enter Londo. There, Sullivan captured Gwendolyn after he sacrificed himself to prevent Captain Yorshka's death, to which Sullivan seemed to honor, and instead imprisoned Yorshka in the tower above her own church. Gwendolyn was then devoured by Aldrich. Yes. So, yeah, he was the master manipulator in Dark Souls 3, so I think he'd make a perfect actor. I'm thinking way too much about this. Number 6. What is your dream script? Dream script. I don't know. I would. It's actually tough because I write most of the scripts that I want now, and I feel like I'm at the point where I'm satisfied with my scripts. There are moments where I feel like, oh God, this writing is stupid, it's horrible, and what is this? You know, there are times where I criticize myself too much, but the scripts that I've written, these are scripts that come from my own fantasies and my own ideas, and I don't think I've thought of like a script where I was like, oh, I hope someone writes this, you know. I think I've come to a point where I'm used to writing scripts now, where if I come up with an idea, I just go ahead and write it, and hopefully I get the tone right, and, you know, it evolves, of course, but it may evolve into something that I didn't initially think of. But yeah, I don't think I do have a dream script. Seven, which of the Muppets would make the most sexual audio performance? Probably Miss Piggy. I don't watch Muppets a lot. Eight, which video game do you think has the best story? Oof. The Witcher series? The Witcher series, maybe. Pretty good storytelling. Pretty awesome story. You kind of need to, you know, go through a lot to understand more of the finer things, but the Witcher series would probably have the best story. The Last of Us 2 has a pretty good story too, though. The Last of Us. I'm too excited for Last of Us 2. The Last of Us would make a good story. Halo 1 to 3 has a good story. I don't think Devil May Cry is a good story. I'll stick with The Witcher. Number 9. Oh, but Heavy Rain is pretty good too. Yeah, The Witcher. number 9. Yuji, man and woman are in a bed together. Do you watch? Join in. Or kick one out and enjoy the other. The thing is, my dream man does not suit my dream woman. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I'd probably watch first, then join them. Yeah. Number 10. You walk along the path in a park. You come to a bench. There's someone on it. Tied would be a better description. They're naked and sexually excited. What do you do? Oof. Are they a stranger? In real life, I would probably call the police and ask for help. In GWA, I would tease the fuck out of this guy. Or girl. I would tease the fuck out of them. And then, I would have them beg me to come. And then, I would edge them even more. And then, it's all good. And then I leave them alone, still tied, for the next person to use them. Free use, bitch. It's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Alright. Thank you, class, for your set of questions. Let's now move on to Pooh Bear in the 100 Acre Woods. Scoop Chang for the New York Magazine Kosher Recipes Editor, iPad Edition. I do not know this. Okay, but first question, Godzilla 2016. Thoughts? What about compared to Roland Emmerich? Version 1999? Will America ever make a good Godzilla movie? I don't know. Godzilla isn't a big deal here, so it's not really something that I'm into. I don't know if you can ever make a good Godzilla movie. I mean, the idea itself is very out there. Number two, what is your favorite puzzle piece amount to do? When I was a kid, we had an entire puzzle piece set of Claude Monet's paintings, and they would range from 300 to 500 pieces. I like 300 pieces. Number three, your favorite Nicktoon, if you watch them. Avatar? Is Avatar from Nickelodeon? Yeah, Avatar, The Legend of Aang. As Sold by Ginger. The Wild Thornberries. All the classic Nicktoons. The Wild Thornberries. Except Rugrats. What else? That's about it, I think. Wait, no, that was a Disney film. I was gonna go with Proud Family, but that was Disney. I'm pretty sure I missed a couple more. Stole by Ginger, The Wild Thornberries, Avatar, Legend of Aang. Oh yeah. Oh, Hey Arnold. Those four were my favorites. One, three, four. Sorry, wait, what? Can you finish this lyric without Googling it? Wait. Ah, there you go. Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Oh, fuck. Shit, I know the this is the problem when I'm not that good at remembering lyrics. I'm pretty sure this is a Johnny Cash song. Just trying to remember what it was. Oof, I hate not knowing. This is... I know this is a Johnny Cash song. I just forgot which one. I feel like I'm gonna get judged now, but I'm not gonna Google it. I have integrity. I do. I might remember at one point. Next, is there a thing you do or wish you could? Is there something you do or wish you could collect obsessively? Game consoles? Game consoles, yeah. I would obsess the fuck out of that. Game consoles, whether they're handheld or not. Favorite breed of dog, cat, guinea pig. Favorite breed of dog is the German Shepherd and the King Charles Spaniel. Favorite breed of cat is the Scottish Fold. Guinea pig, I'm not a fan of. What's your favorite character in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World? Scott Pilgrim. I mean, yeah. It has to be him. I mean, I don't think I'd... I guess I'll just go with Scott Pilgrim because I like how he thinks. Which is weird, I know, but yeah. Do you remember what song I said was my holy grail of video game songs I wanted to cover? You wanted us to cover a Final Fantasy song, I remember, but I forgot which one. I'm not sure if it was in 6 or in 13. But it was a very tough song. I just forgot which one. Sorry. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Final Fantasy song. Last question, why are you awesome? I am not awesome. I'm not. I'm sorry. Based on the way I answered your questions, I don't think I'm awesome. I wish I was, but no, I'm not. So thank you for your questions, Pooh Bear. And now let's move. Whoa! Mr. Tinkles. Oh god, I forgot how long these questions were. Alright, let's do this. Number one. What GWA tags do you like the most, and which do you wish there were more of? knife blade. Tied up. Blackmail. Any tag that shows a dynamic, power dynamic, basically. Sensation play or temperature play. Blindfolded. Yeah, this would be my favorite tags. What did I wish there were more of? Blindfold. Temperature play. Teach a student. Priest audios. You know, abuse of power. Massage audios, please. I need more massage audios in my life. Bilingual audio. You know, bilingual audio is where they teach you, like, they actually teach you the language. And yeah. I like more of those, I think. I think I'm in the mood for more of those. Next, what is it like to have such a perfect, what? Perfect and perfectly sexy sounding voice. I don't think I have a perfectly sexy sounding voice. If I did, I don't know. It doesn't affect my life, really. It doesn't affect my life. It kind of helped me here. It kind of helped me here on GWA, but I don't think there's anything different. Oh, right. Except for the fact where one time I was speaking to a client in my bedroom voice, and coworkers heard it, and they basically asked me to speak in that voice for, like, the duration of the day, and there was that, but that's about it, I think. A very naughty genie has appeared and offered you 3 very unusual wishes. You can make any 3 GW audios real, meaning that instead of just listening to them, you can actually live them out. Which audios do you pick? If you can't be bothered to pick any out, well, what's your favorite fast food? Okay. 3 audios, okay. One would be hotel meetup turns into something more, or turns into rape. I forgot what the title was, but Hotel Meetup from Wowbro, because that was what he gave me for my very first audio exchange. I don't know if I actually want Better Class of Criminal from Not Who Rose Things, who basically, that's also something I received from my audio exchange. It's just that I don't know if I would want to be in that position. It's very hot, but I don't know if I want that in real life. Shit. Ah! Ever Distant Utopia, who was, you know, he used to be on GWA, may he rest in peace. No, he didn't die, he just left. Had a 40-minute massage audio. That's one I would really love to have, you know. I would really like that to happen in real life. And Ooh, this is tough. This is really tough. See, I kind of want. I know. I would love Claiming My Tormentor, which is a script I wrote, and several of you filled it Claiming my tormentor is basically something that I would like to happen, yes. Like, it's kind of an ego boost to know that you've driven someone that crazy to the point where they would, you know, want to tie you up and do things to you. But of course, and the audio, the listener, I'm imagining, also really wants this. Yeah, so it's, I know I tagged it as rape, but in my mind, the listener is into it too. So, claiming my tormentor. The massage audio from Avalon, which I completely forgot what the title was, and hotel meetup turns into something more from Wabra. Next. What was your Dark Souls 3 character build, and was it a pyromancy heavy sorceress build that you nicknamed Less is so hot she causes her enemy to her enemies literally burst into flames before hitting them with a chaos infused Karthus curve greatsword just in case? My Dark Souls 3 character build is Dex. Right now, I'm starting with a strength build. Because I've been shit-talked by someone who listened to my audio and said that, really, you do Dex? He should talk to me for that. So, me being a good person, a good open-minded person, I decided to go and give strength a shot. But yeah, I'm a Dex. I'm into Dex, and I use the Uchigatana plus 10 with a sharp gem attached. I would tell you the name because the name of my character is actually pretty fucking awesome, but I can't without revealing the rest of my identity. Or, you know, it's easily traceable. Number 4. If you can make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy times? Example, I would make the world of Harry Potter real so that Snape can sneer at me sensually while he uses his wand to expertly stir my cauldron of love. Okay. I would have gone with Harry Potter, or, no, I would have gone with, I actually don't know what I would have gone with. I don't know if I wanted Harry Potter to be real life, but now, after The Last Jedi, I want The Last Jedi to be possible. Force Skyping is amazing. Force Skyping is amazing, and using the Force to tear off your enemy/lover's clothes is pretty fucking hot. I mean, it didn't happen, but I wish it happened. I would bring Star Wars to life because of Force Skyping. Next. How much do you like taking photos of things, and would you still take photos if you knew that your camera of choice was secretly stealing small portions of your photography subject's souls and subtly using that stolen power to grant you unnaturally long life and beauty? Or do you just prefer looking at pretty pictures instead? I really like taking portraits. That being said, I probably would small portions, yes. I would probably, because the problem is, you said unnaturally long life, and I don't want to live a long life. So I would go with, I think I'd go with, what I would do is that I would arrange photo shoots once every quarter of the year, so that I could still keep taking photos, but it would be spaced out, and it would be special. So that means I'm not always stealing their souls, and I could stay pretty but not too old, you know, not live a long life. I don't know. Do you fab to audios, or do you only listen to them for purely intellectual reasons? If it's the latter, do you keep a running commentary while you criticize the audio's artistic merits, all while cosplaying a Simon Cowell? I do both. I prep to audios and I listen to them for artistic reasons. I like appreciating what they do. Of course, rapping is probably the highest form of appreciation here, but I'm a frustrated voice actress, maybe? I don't know. But I like acting, and I like listening to how performers act. And so I do both. And if you're asking if I'm cosplaying as Simon Cowell, when I criticize audios, I am usually sitting at a cafe wearing a white shirt or a black shirt. So that's pretty close to cosplaying Simon Cowell, right? So yeah, I do both. Next, what is your favorite book? What is your favorite thing about it? Would you consider turning a copy of that book into a work? Because I'm letting it loose on the world, where anyone who reads it would have their mind trapped in some kind of endless sexual fantasy based on the book, while your Horcrux takes over their body and carries out lusty schemes. My favorite book would have to be... it's actually very hard. This is actually pretty fucking tough. Okay, so I think this is actually really fucking hard because books that I would like to. Okay. So I really like. Okay, this isn't a favorite. Like, this isn't a top favorite, but this is a book that I like that I think would be interesting for anyone who gets trapped into the said Horcrux. One would be Winner Takes All by... I briefly forgot his name. That's a dick thing to do. Let me see. I love how I had his name and No, it's not The Winner Takes It All. Jesus Christ. It's The Winner Stands Alone by Paul Coelho. The Winner Stands Alone is an interesting take on fame. And it's not his best book. But basically it's mostly not quite about fame, but mostly like it's like the upper echelon. It's a brief view into the upper echelon of the world, and how they easily lose themselves in the things they're passionate about. If I remember correctly, this was set during the Cannes Film Festival, and it's about this guy who would basically do everything he can to win his wife back, and so like that kind of setting would make for a pretty passionate, sexy time, you know. Another one would be one that I read it here, GWA. It's Harukimi. It's a Haruki Murakami book, and actually, Haruki Murakami books would make for some really pretty nice, sexy times. The question is whether we go with Norwegian wood or we go with. I'm really good at remembering books. This is actually the reason why it took a while to think of the names, the titles, because I'm like literally trying to balance three books right now. I have Chuck Palahniuk's short stories with me. I have El Filibusterismo, which is from José Rizal, with me right now. I'm still trying to finish that. I also have American Gods, which I'm still trying to finish. Haruki Murakami book would be good. Norwegian wood is good, but I go with The Wind Up Bird Chronicle. Is that correct? The Wind Up Bird Chronicle? Yes, it's The Wind Up Bird Chronicle, because it's a really fucking weird ass book where this guy basically just tries to make sense of his life, but he keeps running into these weird girls. He runs into a girl. The first scene is literally him receiving a phone call from this woman he doesn't know, and proceeds to have phone sex with him, and he doesn't know what to do with it. And then he goes and talks to this younger girl, who, you know, you kind of don't know how she is and how she acts. It's like she. It's a weird book with weird female characters, and I think The Wind Up Bird Chronicle would make for some nice sexy times. So no, they're not my favorite books. But I think whoever gets stuck in said Horcrux would have some fun times with these two. The Winter Stands Alone and The Wind Up Bird Chronicle, yeah. Of course, you can also go with American Gods, but I don't think you want that shit. And if I go with Game of Thrones, I'm pretty sure they're gonna die. More specifically, though, if I'm correct, A Dance of Dragons would be the best from that list. Alright? Dance of Dragons. Next! Shit, that really took a while for me to answer, because I fucking forgot the titles. Good job, me. You've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who is sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex, and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth, though his skill at cunnilingus is insanely amazing. Do you think you could stay together with a guy like this? Or would you dump him and seek another wizard who will let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two-player Quidditch matches? Monogamous relationship. Okay. That's the tricky part. Yeesh. I think... Here's the thing. If it's... if he's really good at cunnilingus, I don't mind. The good thing is, I don't want to get pregnant, so regular penetrative sex, for him not to be into it, would probably mean I'm not getting pregnant, so I might stay, if he was absolutely fucking perfect, except for that, I don't mind. You know, there are many other ways to make me come other than regular penetrative sex. I would probably give him tons of blowjobs if he was indeed sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. Tons of blowjobs. Tons. He'd wake up, my cock in his mouth. Oops. He'd wake up, his cock in my mouth. I basically ruined everything. He'd wake up, his cock in my mouth. He'd go to sleep, his cock in my mouth. He'd get home, sit down on the chair, his cock in my mouth. And, you know, if it's a psychological hang-up, I could probably help him out. One way or another. Take it slow, take it easy. We could probably convert him or something. But if he was all that, and the only problem is he wouldn't have regular penetrative sex, it's fine. We can do other things. 69 could be a thing, you know? I also hope, my only hope, of course, is that if he accepts, creating a dildo in the shape of his cock. That's it. That's basically it. Next, what places have you traveled to? What places would you really like to travel to? And most importantly, what part of the world would you most likely to go for sexy activities? What places have I traveled to? I have traveled to California. I've traveled to Shibuya. I've traveled to Malaysia. I have traveled to Singapore and other parts of my own country, with lovely beaches. And yeah, it's a limited list, but I think I've been to California, Singapore, and Malaysia twice already. Singapore, I think, 3 times. Because of work. What places would I really like to travel to? As mentioned earlier, I'd like to go to Europe. Italy, Spain, Germany, and France. Switzerland. And England. Europe, basically. Most importantly, what part of the world would you most like to go for sexy activities? Amsterdam? France? Yeah? Those two, maybe? My bad? That's about it. If a video game were to be made about your life, what kind of game would it be? Do you think it would be closer to The Sims, or to Bloodborne, or, heavens forbid, Saints Row 3, GTA 5? No, I'm kidding. A game based on my life. Ooh, okay, I do not possess the teenage angst of Life is Strange, so definitely not Life is Strange. It's actually kind of hard. L.A. Noire? Maybe L.A. Noire? Nah, that's too dramatic. You guys ask the hard questions, really. I was thinking of answering No Man's Sky. Filled with promise. But nothing. But you get nothing. Yeah, I think I'd go with No Man's Sky. filled with promise, but just a huge fucking lie. Nah, that's too mean of No Man's Sky actually improved. I don't know if I actually improved. This is too sad. Hang on, I have to change. This is actually really hard. Actually. Wait, I know. Let me see my list here. Let's go back. Yeah, I actually have my PlayStation open. Oh man, I wish my life would be more like Uncharted. That would be great. Ooh, probably The Witcher 3. Mostly because I kind of relate to Geralt. In the sense where I'm just fucking tired. And people keep throwing shit at me. And I really don't want a huge... I really don't want a ton of responsibility. I just really want a normal life. So, The Witcher, maybe. Then I have to deal with a partner who shit talks me. And I have to deal with... No, I actually don't have to deal with a little girl who is super fucking powerful, but yeah. I go with The Witcher 3. The Witcher. next question. Or last one from Tinkles. What is your favorite sexual fantasy you've never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you fulfilled all your sexual fantasies, in which case, what's your favorite food? I recently got into pet play. So... like, not hardcore pet play, just the dynamic, mostly. I would go with, two things. One, one is getting tied up in bed, blindfolded, and my master basically doing whatever he wants to me, but also at the same time keeping my pleasure in mind. And the second one would be waking up my master with his cock in my mouth. Basically giving my master a good wake-up call is something I'd like to do in real life. So, yeah, those are two fantasies I'd like to fulfill. I'd also like to fulfill, another fantasy would probably be, public, don't get caught. Oh shit, I've already done that. Oh no, I'm revealing my previous sex life. yeah, I've already done that, so that's, I can't pull that off. I mean, I can't use that answer, but yeah. Pet play would be, pet play and DDLG dynamic, fantasies would be good to experience. Also the use of silk. I recently learned that the use of silk is actually pretty fucking useful. So silk. yeah, that's about it. That's about it. Tinkles, thank you very much for your questions. And now let's move on to GD or Condeep. Wow, very simple question. Fuck, marry, or kill? One, your Gene Beefcake so in love with your voice, he throat fucks you whenever you speak for more than 3 minutes. Two, a stud of a billionaire who has zero problems doing the clothed male, naked female thingy with you in public, repeatedly. 3, a master chef, fitness guru who gets into deep discussions with you that you always end up with you splayed over the kitchen island, being exquisitely made love to all night long. I would marry the chef / fitness guru. I would fuck the stud of a billionaire. And I would kill the Gene Beefcake who throat fucks me whenever I speak for more than 3 minutes. Because, bro, I want to enjoy my, you know, I'm gonna enjoy too, so I'll kill the first guy. Fuck the marry the chef and kill the billionaire. Oh, sorry, and fuck the billionaire. Fuck the billionaire, marry the chef, and kill the beefcake. Next, utility geek. His question is, where did you get your username? What cameras do you own? Have you ever gotten to work with film in a dark room? What kind of books do you... Oh, shit. It's one... Good God. One question... one sentence, several questions. First is, where did you get your username? So throw away your list, because one, I thought it would be a throwaway account. Second was, I hope... when I started, I hoped that I would be able to, you know, fulfill all my, you know, basically just get into GWA and get tired of it and just leave it, and that would be it. That would be the rest of my sexual adventures, but it hasn't been the case. So yeah, that's the reason behind throwing your list. I was literally hoping that I would throw away my list here and that's it. You know, Catholic tendencies and all that. Next, what camera do you own? I own a very basic Nikon 5300. Nikon 5300. I own a GoPro 4 and my phone camera. Next. Have you ever gotten to work with film in the dark? No, sadly, I haven't. I would have loved to have learned that, but it's not really readily available here, or accessible, or convenient. Next, what kind of books do you prefer? Anything, really, as long as the writer is... Like, the writing style is compatible, because... of course you want the plot to be good, but if the writing style doesn't suit me, then it'll be tough for me to finish it. I think the one time that I read through a book, finished the book, I mean, it has its rewards. Like, you really have to have a good fucking story for me to get into the book if I'm not a fan of your writing style. Bret Easton Ellis's American Psycho was hard to read because it was just very convoluted. You could basically cut a couple of words, but I think it was also his purpose because American Psycho also speaks of materialism, and so as annoying as the character was there, whenever he would go and describe whatever he was doing and mention so many fucking brands that it doesn't really it shouldn't really matter. It kind of made sense still, so yeah, that was hard to read, but at least it was worth it because the story is pretty fucking good. So yeah, anything. I mean, I read Paul Coelho books. I think the only genre that I haven't touched and shall not touch, maybe, is romantic comedies or romance, because, no offense, but it's, I don't know. I just feel like if I wanted to go for romance, I'd go with my fanfictions. Because the characters are established and I've already invested in them so that I would actually be interested in their love lives. So yeah, almost any genre except romance. Next, what kind of books do you prefer? Oh, I'm gonna answer that. What are your favorite kinds of audio to listen to and to record? Favorite kinds of audio to listen to? I think I've already had that question, but my answer might change because it's been months. M4F... Ray Blackmail audios? And... Massage audio. favorite kinds to record depends. It just depends on the character. If I'm interested in the character that I've written, then that's something that I would like. It all depends on the character. It doesn't matter if it's F-dom or F-sub or whatever. If the character is interesting or if there's like something new I feel like I haven't done before or is rarely done in GWA or hasn't been done in GWA, although I find it hard to think that, I would like to record it. Okay, thank you for your questions, Utility Geek, and let's now move on to Careless, or Don't Care, and the Fibonacci sequence. Is it? Yeah, it's a Fibonacci sequence. One, if you could change to any story race, elf, cat, girl, orc, etc., which would it be and why? Probably? See, elves are pretty stuck up. Well, understandable, because in most stories, elves are an oppressed race. They're also quite skillful, though. Race. Yeah, I guess I'd go with elves still. I mean, it would be cool to speak in elvish, right? So, elves, yeah. They're also usually rogues, dexterity type characters, and I'm a dex slut. Fuck you, person who thinks dex sucks. I'd be an elf. What video game boss fight is your most memorable? Oof, good question. Virgil, Devil May Cry 3. Really emotional. The ending was what the fuck. Don't do it. Also, I would say Champion Gendir from Dark Souls 3. Really, really the hardest boss I've ever had to encounter. It just fucking sucks. Oh god, I think there was an entire day where I tried to get him, but yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely Virgil, Devil May Cry 3, because feels, and and Champion Gendir. I'm actually kind of tired now. I'm gonna push through with this. Next, what's the first game that upon completion gave you that, oh my fucking god, that was awesome feeling? Halo gave me feels. Halo is basically the reason why I stuck with FPS for a long time. Halo. Yeah. You've just mysteriously gotten the next installment of your favorite game in the main. And it's amazing. But it hasn't been advertised at all and you can't tell anyone about it. What do? Besides play constantly. I would tell one specific person. One specific person who I know would spaz the fuck out of it. If you're asking me what game it is, it would be Devil May Cry 5. Not DMC 2, Devil May Cry 5. I would play it constantly, and if I could, I would share it with that person. And we would spaz. We would freak out, the both of us, and it would be amazing. I know I can't tell anyone about it, but I will have to tell that person. I'm sorry. All integrity out of the window. Good. What VG character is most attracted to you? All around, not just looks. Dante. Oh shit, that is also Geralt. Dante. Dante is my first crush in video games. Yeah, definitely Dante. He's just cool and goofy and he doesn't take himself seriously, and I like the way he thinks and I like his attitude towards problems, so. Also, shirtless Dante is good. So, Dante. Next. Have you ever masturbated to a video game? No? I mean, I will like watching the sexy times, but no? Like an actual video game, okay? Not fan art about video game. Because if it were fan art about the video game, then that's a different question. That's a different thing altogether. Would you ever go nude skydiving? No, that would hurt. I think that would hurt, and I bruise easily. What is your hottest fantasy encounter? Ooh. Ooh, okay. You mean like sexy encounter? Okay. Two of them. The first is I have been fingered. I've made out and have been fingered right in front of my school's convent. No one was the wiser. And the second one would be I've had sex in a parking lot and no one was the wiser. So yeah, public encounters are pretty fucking hot. What is the which relates to the next question, what is the riskiest place that you've had an orgasm? Right in front of my school's convent. And a church. Oops. Oh, most recently though, I've had an HFO at the back of a car with a colleague nearby. I was having phone sex. Not phone sex. I was sexting with someone and it got really hot and I was commanded to come and I. So I did. It was very tough. And this actually literally just happened a while ago. Who's your favorite porn star? I don't watch porn star. I don't watch porn religiously to have a favorite porn star. So, sorry. Do you have any body piercings? If no, ever consider them. I've had ear piercings. However, my ears are weird. The holes just close. Basically, that's it. I've considered ear piercings. And I've tried it 7 times. Holes kept closing. I don't know why. Next. Food, drink, sex, chocolate, cherries. Yes or no? Cherries, yes. Chocolates, yes. Ice cream, yes. That's about it. Have you ever had a fling with a coworker? No, and I do not dream of having a fling with a coworker. What are 3 songs from your sex playlist? Let me pull up a playlist titled Murder Me and see what we have here. Knee Socks by Arctic Monkeys. Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, always. And Follow Me Down by The Pretty Reckless. Next. What has been your most unexpected kink? Pet play. I have been fully converted to pet play. And I didn't even know that I would be into it. I thought that pet play is kind of weird. But given the right circumstances, the right context, pet play could be hot. What kink are you afraid to admit to? Breeding. 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 But if you listen to someone who desires you so intensely that they want to breed you, not use you, but you know, like they want you so badly that they want to breed you, not just for their use or whatever, not just to be thrown away, then yeah, breeding would be really fucking hot. Dream job and mass sex or best sex of your life, but every time you hate your job. That is happening right now. So, that's hard. For the sake of practicality, dream job in Messex. What is something that you wanted to say to us backstage but have been reluctant to do so far? I think in light of what has been posted recently, competition sucks. Competition, if you come into this community, now I understand you're seeking attention, we all seek attention, if you come into this community thinking of competition, it's not good. It's not good for you, it's not good for the community, and it'll drive you crazy. Of course you have your own reasons as to why, you know, why you would join GWA. All of us seek attention, all of us. But if you're here trying to outdo other people, it's not going to be a good time for you. It rarely is. You know, I think I've been here for just a few months. You know, there are veterans here, but I think I've seen enough to know that. Know your reasons. Really know your reason as to why you want to join GWA. And if it's because you want to compete with somebody, if it's because you want to be like the most popular, if you want to view this as a popularity contest, I hope you can live with it, because it'll drag you down, as I've seen so many times before. It'll turn you into a monster. It could turn you into a monster. If you're gonna do that, then at least try to be as positive as you can without being fake. Just be who you are, and you know, the rest will follow. You don't need to view everyone else as your competition. You know, you don't need to pinpoint certain users and view them as your competition. Just compete with yourself is a better thing, is a better way you want to do that. And I'm saying this because, I don't know, this is a thing that has been bothering me for a while. Like, I've seen it happen time and time again. I've seen people who obsess with, you know, who try to put other people down. I've seen performers try to put other performers down in both overt ways and subtle ways. Subtle ways just to take them down or make them feel bad. Don't do that. It's fucking horrible. I mean, I'm not naive to think that, you know, some people are just here, or some people just act nice to be popular, and it's not really a good thing. Yeah, that's just one thing. It's a pretty negative thing, I know, but I feel like it needs to be said, you know, as much as possible. Be here because you're having fun, not because you want to compete. Yeah. Thank you for your questions, Careless. And now let's move on to, oh, the final set of questions. And this is from Tumbles. Hey, okay, number one, what was your favorite place of travel and where would you really like to travel? The favorite place I've traveled is actually tough because I went to LA, but I never really got around the city. Santa Monica also didn't go, wasn't able to go completely around the place because I was busy with work. I think my favorite would have to be Japan. I went to Shibuya and Akihabara to attend a very special event, and I had a lot of fun. I tried food that I never thought I'd be able to try. I fell in love with food that I never thought I'd actually like. Ramen. and sushi. And it was just a wild experience for me because Akihabara has... So Akihabara is basically Anime Central. But there are anime stores where you enter them and they're seemingly innocent, but the higher you go, you start seeing sex toys and porn, and it's, you know, they're just blatantly out there. And it's just such an experience for me because I didn't discover GWA at the time, and it was just wow. And I was traveling with three other people who were also there for business, and it was just crazy. I enjoyed it. So basically, yeah, I'd say Japan was one of my favorite places, and I would go there in a heartbeat if I could. Where would I like to really travel right now? Europe. I haven't been to Europe. Yeah, so like the countries I've mentioned before: Spain, Italy, France, Switzerland, Germany. I would probably be in a European country within this year. Tea or coffee? Coffee. What's your favorite thing about your mom? I love hate this about her, but she is an early tech adapter. She literally is a genius and is into the trends, and she actually had a Facebook before I did, and this was when Facebook was literally, like, it wasn't even big that time. Like, I believe I remember her saying that, oh, there's this guy on CNN, or I forgot what news channel it was, he invented this thing called social network. And she was just basically telling me all about Facebook and how you can connect with friends, and I wasn't into that, so she was the first person in our entire family to have Facebook, first person to have Twitter, first person to have Tumblr, first person to have a blog, etc., etc. She was also the first person to have an email and basically encouraged me to have pen pals. So yeah, she's a early tech adapter, and she encourages me to follow my passions, so related to tech, so yeah. I wouldn't be where I am, I wouldn't be doing the things I love without her and her openness to technology. Also, she's a really good fucking cook. I would, like, literally people wish she was their mom. What is one food you can't live without? Beef. I cannot live without beef. I'm sorry. Dream collab. Dream collaboration. I don't really mind who I work with, but I want to create a harem for not like John's collaborations, those are insane, but a fucking harem of women, of little girls or pets or whatever, just, you know, just having their own personalities, worshipping a worshiping a guy, a listener, a master, yeah, I would make that collaboration. I would write the entire fucking script to it. I want at least eight women in this collaboration. If you're listening to this, hear me now. I want to create a harem, and if you're into it, I will write the script. And we'd basically try to blow everyone's minds. Oh, I guess that's about it. How many minutes was that? Let me see. Wow, 1 hour and 30 minutes. This is probably because I was just like brain dead midway. Thank you everyone for sending your questions. I'm glad this is finally over. I hope I made sense. And yeah, thank you very much. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. GWA has been quite a ride, and I'm still enjoying it. And I'm glad that I finally can put this to rest. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love, Lust.